Well, I got going with this, Chuck, and I just couldn't pull the trigger to stop it. Yeah?
I didn't want to talk over it. Smooth stuff. I mean, Alexa's known with her time with We Discourse, but boy, that has got a cool, folksy feel to it.
No doubt. Alexa, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm great.
Hey, thanks for joining us here today. Before we start talking about Goodway Gardens, I've got to ask you about the album here. When does it come out, and what are some of the different inspirations that you had for this work?
Sure. It comes out, the whole thing, on February the 5th. And the inspiration is really my friendship with Stanley Hotel, who are Adam and Isaac, and we say Uncle Doug, from down in Oklahoma where I grew up. And I went to school with Adam and kept hearing what Stanley Hotel was doing with their albums and just loved it, and took some songs down to them, and they just completely fleshed them out and brought a couple to the table as well that they had written for me to sing. So inspiration was really mutual, respect and admiration with Stanley Hotel, and I have to say I love the way it worked out.
Well, that sounded really great. Answer was the name of the tune that the folks just heard. So that's one of the first releases off the album?
Yes, it comes out officially on Friday.
Okay, that's great. Sounds great. Nice job.
Good deal. Where can people find it?
Thank you. My Bandcamp is the best place, elexa.bandcamp.com, and that's where you can pre-order a vinyl copy or a CD or a digital download. So. Yeah.
Cool. On vinyl. We like to hear that.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Loving that. Well, Alexa, it's good to have you back on here. We had, I think a few months ago, we had Alexa on as the launch of Goodway Gardens happened this summer. And first, let's travel back in time here a little bit. How did the first season go with Goodway Gardens?
I'm absolutely blown away by the support of the community and by the involvement of everyone from last year. We had anywhere from 60 to over 100 attendees at each of our events. We were able to bring in and compensate local musicians for coming into play for the community in an outdoor setting, and I think it went really, really well.
Good deal. For folks that weren't able to attend a Goodway Garden concert here last summer and fall, what was taking place there? And, kind of the first look ahead to 2024, how do you see things either staying similar or adjusting here for next year?
Sure. So each concert had a common schedule and theme. We were outdoors at the Howe House on 315 East Logan Avenue, thanks to our partnership with the Lyon County Historical Society. And we had the Emporia Arts Council out with the Art Wagon. We would have different kinds of activities, usually based on the season and what was available at the time. October was kind of our biggest event. We had Sage and Era come and play. A lot of people might know Sage Cooke from Elephant Revival. They were an internationally touring band. And then they did their concert, but we also sometimes have an opening act. For instance, we had Archer Hawk open up for them. We had some cool art projects that time because my Potawatomi sisters came in and did some Mullen torches. So what's left when the Mullen plant dies away is this really sturdy stem with a seed head. And so they brought in some wax and flower petals, and we used those remnants of the mullen to make torches, like candles.
Oh, okay.
And that was a really fun project. So things like that that were land-based, because we are all about connecting the community to the earth through art and music.
That was really my next question, to tell folks about the concept of Goodway Gardens, and basically your mission, Alexa.
Sure. So we are a fund of the Emporia Community Foundation, and we are all about creating spaces outdoors for people to kind of, just enjoy the space that we have around us. The Howe House has 15 acres of tallgrass prairie behind it, and one of the Greg and Lisa's, motivations in wanting to connect us with that piece of property was that they were interested in the community, being able to use it. So with our flagship space and garden being there at the Howe House. It's given us a chance to kind of try out these programs. But the Goodway Gardens mission really is just to play music in the outdoors more and just to create more opportunities to connect audiences with good, I would say home-cooked or homegrown music, wherever that's coming from, whether it's right here in town or from, you know, from outside in the region. So we were able to get a grant from Kansas Creative Arts Industries Commission to fund our Goodway Sunday concert series. And that runs from July to June. So we do have funding already secured to keep going with Goodway Sundays. And we will be doing that. We're planning our spring season right now, but we do have an early event kind of earlier than what you might expect for our season planned for February 4th. At the Prophet Aquatic Research Center at ESU, and we're going to be hosting a seed swap.
Okay.
So that's kind of
cool
kick off our season. Yeah. And then we'll continue. It's almost always on the first Sunday of every month, but we will get that schedule out in plenty of time so that people can see where that will vary. But we are going to be inviting musicians such as our local musician Speakeasy, a musician from Lawrence that goes by Bad Alaskan, and some other musicians that are kind of still waiting to be confirmed for the season. But I'm really excited about what we're going to be able to offer this year.
Are you seeing more artists that are reaching out now that they've heard that you've got the funding, you're feeling a little more comfortable about being established and, well, pardon the pun, being rooted here on the community calendar?
Sure. Yeah, I have been getting some contacts, but I guess the benefit for that job and me being a musician is that my Rolodex is full. I've got so many people that I can call on, and I'm really excited to be bringing in everybody that I do bring in. You know, there's a reason behind it. Like when we brought in Sage and Era, they... Sage actually discontinued his, you know, performing with Elephant Revival so that he could live on family land and become a subsistence farmer. And so that really completely tied into our mission at Goodway Gardens. And so I'm always kind of trying to introduce the community to something that maybe they hadn't seen before. Or we were also able to host, you know, local musicians like Eric Sanchez and Jaime Izaguirre. This year, I think that was one of our, you know, best crowds that we had, and it was a real joy to see a lot of community members that might not have come to a Goodway Sunday, you know, or not have been able to kind of enjoy the property that's right in their own neighborhood, and see them out for that event.
Well, Alexa Dawson, first, congratulations on a very successful inaugural Goodway Garden season.
Thank you.
Looking forward to a season number two, and congratulations to on your album, and we hope that a lot of people can log on and pick that up, and really
it's
good
very
stuff.
Very touching to hear it. Thank you. Thanks for playing it this morning.
You bet, and thanks for taking some time to join us. We will remain in touch, Alexa.
Thanks so much. Y'all have a great day.
All right,
you too.
Alexa Dawson with us talking about Goodway Gardens, which will open at really at Payrock.
Yeah,
here next month, huh?
That's pretty cool. Then the schedule coming up here this summer and fall. And don't forget, too, that we have our Newsmaker 2 spots that are